Hi, I'm Sally Spanberg. Not really. I'm Paula Krasuski, and a very, very long time ago, I was in youth group here. I played sardines during the youth group. Back there were two file cabinets and chart paper. You could fit a good 11 people back there. Little history. And 10,487 days ago, on this spot right here, Frank Krasuski and I high-fived and pledged our love to Jesus and each other. It was 1,000 degrees that day. Samantha and Franklin were little ones toddling around that nursery. Samantha spit out her tooth on the playground in the sand, and Frank found it. But enough of that. About 6 years ago, we came to Grace Prez, but it was 4 years before that when Samantha said, "There's a new family in Watermill, and they need a babysitter. They have three girls, and they moved here to plant a church." Ella was a couple of months old. In hindsight, I think the Middlecoffs needed Samantha as much as our family needed Grace. I'm sorry. As time passed, I watched Samantha become part of this tiny but growing community where love was abundant. There was so much love, there wasn't time for judgment, self-righteousness, or reclusion. I wanted more of this. I wanted to be loved and to love that way. I wanted to be encouraged and encouraged that way. I wanted to be heard and to learn how to listen. I wanted to study God's word and to grow in it and live in it. We slowly and surely and joyfully became part of this community that loved Jesus, that served one another, and reached out to those surrounding it. Personally, you all have loved and cared for our family through illness and injury that, I can't even begin the list. But in particular, an event 3 years ago when Franklin broke his knee the day that summer vacation started, and I fell into 1,000 pieces. I remember a knock on the door mid-morning, shortly after we came home from the hospital after his first surgery. There were friends with bagels, video games, they laughed, we prayed, and this mama knew that God had not forgotten them. It was such a simple task, and so changed me. There are more stories like that, and I'd venture to say that we could all write a collaborative book, but I digress, and that's not part of the 10-year anniversary plan. So, why Grace Prez? This is cheesy and Hallmarkish, and I really tried to come up with something profound, but it's because love is alive here. Come and be still. Listen and be encouraged, be loved, be challenged. Read God's word and let it come alive to you. Let that love grow in you, and then you can spread it throughout your life and your community. You don't have to go to Africa, or maybe you do, but you can just be in this community, and you can show up to hurting friends with bagels, and you can listen to them and change their life. Love is alive here. We serve one another in our community in the most practical ways. If you're new to it, stick around and let the grace of God change and enrich your life. That's why we come to Grace.